100.7 WHUD, one great song after another, all for one. And I can love you like that. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, 8:45. Let's get an update on Feeding Westchester, shall we?
Yes, we shall. Our guest this morning is Matt Honeycutt, the Vice President of Development at Feeding Westchester. Hello.
How are you?
We are great, and we are grateful to have you on the line with us. What's the latest? What's going on with Feeding Westchester?
You know, you and I were just talking, like, what was the last time we talked? Like, it's been 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and it's all kind of a blur. But we, when all this cranked up, we were trying to figure out ways to get people food safely. And obviously the shortcut to this was putting it into boxes or bags, putting it in your trunk when you drive through a pickup line, and then you're able to go home with it. We've been so excited by the number of mayors and organizations across the county that have reached out to us and said, hey, we can do this too. Can you get food to us? So what we're doing right now is sending out food in large part to a lot of our groups and pallet format. So they might get 8 pallets. 4 of them are dry mixed goods. The other 4 are produce and on the ground, whether they're in White Plains or Mount Kisco or Peekskill, Ossie, North Salem, Yonkers, everywhere. On the ground, they pack them. They get a call out to people in the area. They drive through, they pick them up, or they walk up and they pick them up, and we're able to get a lot more food out a lot quicker this way.
Matt Honeycutt from Feeding Westchester. So you've had to adapt because you've never had this kind of immense pressure on Feeding Westchester. You've always had pressure, but now it's like unbelievable, right?
Yeah, we've seen, in a normal year, we feed around 200,000 children, families, and seniors across the county. We feel like that number right now is probably around 500,000 due to the number of people that just don't have jobs to go to right now. And we see so many people who've never, ever needed a food bank before. So they don't even know how this whole thing works yet. So they come here to the warehouse thinking this is the place to go, and we can help them here, and we do help them, and then we get them plugged into agencies and partners and programs all over the county, so it's closer to home for them. So we've had people drive in from all over the county. We've had people come here from Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New Jersey, you name it, looking for help, and we're able to help them here and then get them plugged into wherever they are locally, so they don't have to drive so far to get to the food. But if you look at, so the first month of this, we did about 1.4 million pounds of food out the door. That was this March. Last March, we did 800,000 pounds for the whole month. So we almost doubled that output. Right now, we're looking at 2 million pounds going out the door for April. We'll have those totals any minute now. And I imagine it's going to stay that high into May and, unfortunately, into June.
Okay. Two questions. One, where does the food come from? And two, is there any possibility you could run out?
So second question first, we are not going to run out of food. We got ahead of this very early because we were actually one of the first banks in the country to have to get ready for this early. But we also have access to fresh produce from Hunts Point down in the Bronx. And fresh produce is not going to run out. And we have ample shelf-stable. We've got frozen meats. We've got dairy and yogurt and all these things. So we have enough. Where it comes from, and that's a great question, by the way, where it normally comes from is it's donated. It comes through the USDA, through government donations, and then we purchase some. So all of last year, we spent a little under $350,000 buying food for the whole year. Last month, we spent over $800,000 buying food. And what's happened is we've had to go out to the open market and bid on and buy food in the same way Stop and Shop does, Sam's Club does, Walmart does, Target does. So we're actually out there competing with all those guys for the first time ever for the same product to get it in here to make sure we get it to people that need it. And so that's driven us into a totally different model right now of sourcing a lot more food at whatever the cost would be out in the open market and competing with retailers all over the country.
We're talking with Matt Honeycutt from Feeding Westchester. That's a remarkable increase, and I suppose your donations have to match that?
They do, and they have so far. And I have to tell you, I am so amazed by the generosity of the people of this county and how quickly they stepped up to help. and how they continue to help and how they call us all the time wanting to come volunteer, wanting to donate food, and we have to tell them, wait, hang on to the food because you may need it. And secondly, we've been so lucky to have the National Guard here from the very beginning, and they're still here until at least June the 1st, we understand. And we are so grateful to the governor's office for making that happen for us, because we've been able to put out so much more product because they're here. We are starting to put plans into place so we can bring in volunteers. We're assuming that'll be in June. And so we've got an outdoor tent area set up so we can do product sourcing outside. We've got spacing worked out inside so we can spread people out. We've got the hand washing stations. We've got the sanitizer, the masks, the gloves, all those things coming in, and we're starting to get organized for that. So as we get closer to the summer is when I think we're going to start being able to bring some people back in to help us.
Okay. Matt Hennicutt, Feeding Westchester. Parks and Recreation just had a special on TV. They made $3 million for Feeding America. Jeff Bezos donated like $100 million to Feeding America. What's the connection, or is there a connection, between Feeding Westchester and Feeding America?
There is. So we are part of an overall umbrella organization that is Feeding America. There are about 200 food banks around the country that are part of that. So whenever something like that happens on the national stage and they're able to raise that money, it then gets split up between those food banks based in large part on need in your area and the number of people that you might serve in your part of the country. We were very blessed to be part of that Bezos donation, and so we use that to invest in food, obviously, which is the first priority. And we also needed extra trucking capacity to move that food quickly. So thanks to that gift, we were able to do that. And then we're going to build on top of that going into what really is the next crisis for us, which would be the number of people that just don't have jobs, they don't have resources, and they're going to need us for months and months to come.
Matt Hennicutt, just one more thing from me, and that is, how do we reach you? How do we donate? How do we get in touch with Feeding Westchester?
You can go to our website, which is feedingwestchester.org. We just encourage everybody to follow us on social media. There are so many beautiful stories out there of people doing amazing things to help each other. And if you need a little hope and some joy, follow us online, because our team does a great job of finding those stories and putting those stories out.
Beautiful. We will do that. Thank you, Matt Hennicutt. Come back and give us an update soon.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Feedingwestchester.org.